Aircheckdownloads.com.
There's more travel in half now.
Caroline, thanks so much.
Call 0800 756 1111.
BBC Radio Kent.
So here we are then, Monday the 2nd of January, another bank holiday. Oh, it's all bank holidays, isn't it? Oh. Those Wham Boys, and I'm Your Man, getting us off to a nice start to this bank holiday Monday morning. Glenn Thompson in for Julia, for Steve, for whoever else. I got a call last night about 7 o'clock saying, Glenn, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you free? Stephen, who was going to do the show today, Stephen Brown, is not feeling too good. So, Steve, if you're listening, do get well soon, sir.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sounds of Kent. Glenn Thompson. Glenn Thompson.
Radio Kent. Yes, and thanks to Adam for the last 4 hours on the wake-up call. Of course, all back to normal tomorrow. On the programme today, then, just a few little light-hearted stories. How your wallet or purse could be going out of fashion as more of us turn to digital electronic payments. So the days of tapping your jacket pocket or looking in your bag thinking, where's my purse, where's my wallet, could well disappear in the not-too-distant future. The network of walking and cycling experts being set up to shake up our travel habits. Also, the Easter egg sales that are enraging shoppers. It seems people at the moment, just after Christmas, who are seeing Easter eggs in shops are going, what on earth is going on? Talk about, you know, cashing in on the next big event in the calendar. The £1 protein bars being locked away by a supermarket. I've got a couple of rounds of brain baffler for you. That's a chance to test those old grey cells after the holiday period, just to get them back up to shipshape and Bristol fashion for tomorrow, of course, as we all get back to it. Rewind, hits and headlines at 1 o'clock. Yes, a couple of years on Rewind. And also asking you about the baguette. Yeah, arguably fewer things more quintessentially French than the humble baguette. It's been celebrating a UNESCO award. Yes, it's been added to the intangible cultural heritage list, UNESCO, so the French are celebrating there. My question to you later today is, what would the UK add as an item of food or a meal to that UNESCO heritage status list? What do you think we should add? Would it be the humble Sunday roast? Would it be a cheese and pickle sandwich? What would it be? I'll ask you the question later. We'll pose that. All that coming up between now and 2 o'clock this afternoon. What a busy old show.
Glenn Thompson. BBC Radio Kent. For the anti-hero.
Taylor Swift, a song called Anti-Hero from the biggest selling album Midnights. Last year, the biggest selling album, of course, on vinyl as well. Been a big resurgence in the vinyl category, and that was the top one last year, Midnight's Taylor Swift. 13 minutes past 10, it's a bank holiday Monday, the 2nd of January. How are you feeling? Did you get over that hangover yesterday? Or did you not have a hangover? Did you see Midnight in?
Walking round the room, singing stories.
Aircheckdownloads.com.